This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of the great things about living with chickens in your backyard and having fresh eggs around is being able to make some traditional egg recipes. Now, I know I already discussed the virtues of fresh eggs from the backyard over commercial eggs and even explained why you really shouldn't be eating commercial eggs in any case, whereas having chickens in your backyard is an exercise in self-sufficiency and sustainability and forging a good relationship with your food and the animals that produce it. It's what I talk about every week, for about 3 years, as a matter of fact. What I haven't mentioned specifically in a very long time is how much I love making a fried egg in a style we used to call sunny side up with a nice runny yolk, or making boiled eggs soft boiled instead of cooked to death. I also love a real eggnog, with or without the rum, not to mention all the other nifty alcoholic drinks using raw egg, like the Pisco Sour, the Tom and Jerry, or the Ramos Gin Fizz. Now you may be saying, Bucky, I can, if I really want to, make all those things with commercial eggs. But the truth is, you're probably risking salmonella if you do that. I recently did a chickener profile with listener Alan from California, who said one of the main reasons he got started with backyard chickens was because he wanted to add raw eggs to his diet, but was concerned about the salmonella risk in corporate eggs. After the interview, my partner told me that when she was growing up, the kids used to make milkshakes out of milk, raw eggs, vanilla, and sugar. Cheaper and more delicious than with ice cream, and my guess is healthier too. She thinks maybe their dad, a Marine, passed the recipe on to the children's, but she doesn't really remember. Maybe they made it up themselves. At any rate, I tried it with our little Sarama eggs, a high-quality small farm milk, and some maple syrup. It sure tasted good. Now, there's a bit of debate on how much safer backyard chickens are from salmonella, but I'm going to argue if you do everything right, keep an amount of chickens you can handle, and keep well-fed and housed in clean conditions, salmonella is going to be very unlikely. Maybe not impossible, but highly unlikely. Some say that a chicken doesn't have to appear sick to be carrying salmonella, but keep in mind how carefully you can monitor your bird's health and the conditions they're kept in if they're in your house. And then keep in mind that salmonella is on a spectrum. Generally, the really bad strains come from visibly sick chickens. A mildly infected chicken is not going to debilitate a healthy person. On the other hand, you're not going to find any mainstream source nowadays that tells you it's okay to go ahead and eat a raw commercial egg. There's very little debate that industrialization has increased the risk of salmonella from commercial eggs for several reasons. For one, factory birds routinely eat feed tainted with salmonella, such as dead and diseased chickens that the factories recycle into feed, as well as feed grains that are sometimes fertilized with contaminated manure. For another, factory farms have encouraged stronger strains of salmonella to emerge in the factories through excessive use of antibiotics. Then there's all the other unhealthy aspects of cramming unconscionable amount of animals together and treating them like production units, which causes a general immune deficiency and leaves the animals more vulnerable to salmonella and other illnesses. Now some of you may say, why even use raw eggs? It can't possibly be all you're cracking it up to be. But if you're saying that, it's probably because you've cracked open a store-bought egg and seen how gross it is. But you haven't seen what the backyard chickener and their friends know well. What inspired raw egg eaters from days before factory farming to invent nogs and holidays and runny over easy breakfasts. When done right, a runny yolk is simply a uniquely delicious and sensuous pleasure. But I may well be preaching to the choir here. I've noticed of late that there's a kind of groundswell of interest in the culinary delights of raw eggs. In February 2010, the New York Times ran a pretty long piece about all the bars in Manhattan serving drinks containing raw eggs. Apparently, it's against health codes to do that, but it's spottily enforced. Over and over again, bartenders said, "We source our eggs carefully. We treat our ingredients with care. We don't want our patrons to get sick. No one has. And enjoying these drinks is a good time." It makes me wonder what the real truth is about food safety laws. It is the industrialization of food that has made all these codes necessary, whereas it would seem as if industry wants you to think food is inherently dangerous, unless it's wrapped in plastic after going through a series of hidden tests. Yet clearly, that is not the case. Food safety rules do not seem to work judging by how many contamination stories run in the news. I've noticed these same arguments coming from the raw milk enthusiasts. I'll tell you that I've tasted some of the semi-legal raw milk, and it is awfully delicious. Yet I am right with the mainstream, and that I'm still a little scared of raw milk. I like the way the raw milk clubbers talk, but I also know I don't have all the facts. On the other hand, I resent that industry doesn't want me to have those facts. Makes me want to eat raw stuff just out of defiance. Just like with raw milk, a lot of sensible folks will tell you from their personal experience, raw eggs can be pretty good for you, health-wise. Especially raw yolk. It stands to reason that cooking eggs changes the structure of its proteins and alters the vitamin content. How much is, I suppose, a valid debate, but it's not a bad bet to at least some of your diet unaltered by heat. Significantly, some people who have egg allergies are not allergic to raw egg, and raw yolk has one of the highest concentrations of biotin found in nature. Biotin is one of the B vitamins, required in a number of enzymatic reactions in the body, like the production of energy from carbohydrates and fats. It's one of the vitamins suddenly getting a lot of press, even though it's not entirely clear who needs how much or why. Raw whites don't have as many health benefits, but they're another piece of the egg that's very useful in certain recipes. And except for the case of pregnant women, who should avoid raw egg whites, aren't going to hurt anyone, provided it's a salmonella and cruelty-free backyard egg. Now that so many people identify themselves as foodies or whatever, there's a lot of reevaluation of what's good to eat. Do an internet search on raw egg recipes or raw eggs. I suspect most of you will want to try some of the recipes you find, and maybe it'll inspire you to get chickens, or at least find someone with a small flock that you can see for yourself how clean it is, and get some appropriately fresh eggs. Since I'm having trouble finding credible information one way or another about raw eggs, I'd really appreciate if folks would send me their own experiences, positive or negative, with raw eggs. Send your questions and comments by email, or send me an MP3 file of your own voice to bucky@radioboise.org. This is Bucky Bacaw signing off. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.